It's time for Next Step Monday as we look back on this past Sunday's sermon and jumpstart our week with a few thoughts. Here's Pastor Dave Pack.
Hi, Fremont family. It's good to be with you on this Next Step Monday as we look back at our Palm Sunday passage, Luke 19, 28 through 40. The big idea was this. The expected king came in an unexpected manner to give peace to those who would receive him. Now, something that's a huge help in this passage is the way it begins. It takes us back to a parable Jesus had just told to those who were expecting that the kingdom of God would come at once. And so what Jesus is doing is masterful because there were these swirling expectations of what Christ came to do. So we see a lot of prophecy being fulfilled in these verses. And what we see in the Old Testament are prophecies concerning Christ's first coming and prophecies concerning his second coming. Now, at his second coming, he is coming to subdue all enemies. He's coming as really this conquering king. He's coming as a lion, right? The Bible says the lion of the tribe of Judah. But in his first coming, he's coming as the lamb. He's not coming on a horse. He's coming on a donkey. He's coming not to subdue our secondary enemies. He's coming to subdue our primary enemy, which is sin. And he's coming to do that by laying down his life. And so if we have expectations upon Christ at his first coming that really aren't meant to be fulfilled to his second coming, we're going to feel as if he has let us down. And that's what's happening in our passage. Now, clearly, what's going on here is it's like a coronation ceremony for the king. We have something kind of little details intriguing, like the disciples sitting him on the donkey, waving palm branches, so much more. But what they are doing is they are enthroning Jesus. And if you notice the end of the passage, something incredibly, I think, sobering happens is you have one group of people that are ready to crown him and another who, in essence, are ready to crucify him. And when Jesus makes the claims that he makes, he is not just claiming to be a good example or a good teacher. He is claiming to be Lord and Christ. And if we accept his claims, then I think what we want to be asking ourselves in response to this passage is this. Where are we hesitant to fully enthrone him and give him everything when it comes to the throne of our hearts? So I would encourage us to be thinking and praying about these things this week. And I will be praying for you as well. I look forward to celebrating Monday, Thursday, Good Friday, and of course, Resurrection Sunday with you this week.